SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
A new report by Australia's National Research Organisation for Women's Safety, or ANROS, has found almost half of the more than 850 migrant and refugee women surveyed reported experiencing workplace sexual harassment in the past 5 years. The report says there's little accountability for perpetrators and that migrant and refugee women confronting sexual harassment are often placed in an impossible situation. Katrina Stirrett spoke to ANRO CEO Tessa Boyd-Kane about the issue and what can be done to address it.
And so obviously ANRO's had this report come out, which had some, you know, significant statistics around sexual harassment. But were you surprised to see that almost half of migrant and refugee women who participated in this survey had experienced some form of sexual harassment?
Oh, I think it's completely unacceptable that in 2024, nearly half of migrant and refugee women working in Australia are experiencing workplace sexual harassment. So we absolutely need to do better around that. But I think what's really important about this research is that it shows the context in which migrant and refugee women are experiencing sexual harassment and that it's not isolated to that gendered violence. It's also intersecting with discrimination and exploitation. So understanding that context is really critical to knowing what we need to do about it.
Yeah, and just on that, obviously there's a lot of intersections occurring in their experiences. So in terms of looking at solutions, I guess, what would you recommend or what does the report recommend in that way for such a complex issue?
The report shows that even though there are systems in place to respond to sexual harassment and also to safety issues at work, those systems don't necessarily connect around the intersections of those issues in women's lives. So, for example, we have different systems to address sexual harassment, to report and respond to it, compared to the process for working under certain types of visas or even obtaining migration status. But for migrant and refugee women who are working in Australia today, these are interacting conditions and they significantly impact their ability to work in a safe environment. So our systems need to do better for migrant and refugee women. They need to recognise this context and that sexual harassment intersects with workplace insecurity around visa status or around migration in order to be really effective for supporting them to work safely.
How important is this research in helping progress the government's national plan to end violence against women and children, which I know ANROS is also committing to, or has committed to, I should say, because we hear a lot about women in general, but we don't often get to hear more specifically about migrant and refugee women's experiences in this area. So how important is this in helping highlight that?
This research is really important as part of informing the National Plan to End Violence Against Women and Children, and it's important for two reasons. Firstly, we need to recognise that sexual harassment in any context, and particularly at work, is part of the gendered violence that women experience in this country. It's part of the way that gendered assumptions, behaviours affect women and particularly hold women at disadvantage. But we also need to understand the context in which that occurs. And so looking specifically at the experience of migrant and refugee women is a critical input into understanding what kinds of systems and services are needed for women in different communities, in different contexts, and making sure that our systems are not assuming a one-size-fits-all, but are really responsive to the different needs of different cohorts, and in this case, of migrant and refugee women.
And a lot of women reported not wanting to come forward out of either fear of losing their job or being silenced when they do, or witnessing inaction in other people's experiences of reporting their harassment. Why do you think this is occurring, and what do you recommend workplaces do to improve outcomes?
The fear of job loss was clearly one thing that was discouraging victims from reporting sexual harassment. So that means that behaviour goes unchecked. It can perpetuate the cycle of abuse. But it also means that those systems aren't being used by women to help keep them safe in the workplace. We need to think about the current reporting mechanisms and whether they're actually working for women in terms of being a useful way to address this kind of behaviour. So some of the things that we might want to think about are extending exit interviews or complaint timelines so that even if women leave a job, they've got the opportunity to report harassment once they feel secure. And that might mean they've got another job or they've achieved citizenship or migration status that are the often underpinning drivers of that sense of insecurity in terms of using reporting mechanisms.
And besides reporting, what other things do you feel need to change to prevent these experiences from occurring, I guess, in terms of whether it's education or government interventions or, you know, like what kind of other measures do you think need to take place?
It's important to recognise that even though we sometimes talk about sexual harassment as low level, some of the behaviours that we were looking at in this report are just completely unacceptable. So women spoke about inappropriate touching, about sexual jokes and harmful stereotypes, about attitudes in terms of their cultural background relating to a certain identity, that there just is no place for this kind of behaviour in 2024. And at the same time, women in this research talked about bystanders in the workplace joking along, behaving as though this behaviour was just a joke, or turning a blind eye. So we need to make sure that workplace systems, policies and processes are fit for naming this as abuse, are fit for women to use as a way of reporting. And we need to make sure that the whole workplace culture understands this behaviour is unacceptable, that everyone knows they have a role to keep people safe at work.